This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show, Macoupin County Clerk Pete Duncan. Welcome to the show, Pete.
Thanks for having me on.
Pete, we are going to go over, well, we talked recently about proposed changes that were coming from Macoupin County, that being as far as county board districts and also maybe some precinct reduction. The county board now has voted and made some decisions that will be with us, I guess, for the next 10 years. And we're going to talk about those. And first off, there wasn't a, to me at least, there wasn't a great deal of changing in the county board districts, but there was a little bit of switching and matching in a few districts. Would you like to address that?
For the most part, you know, there's 9 county board districts in the county. There's 4 that had changes. Down in the Shipman-Brighton area, what used to be Shipman 2 precinct, instead of voting in District 3, which includes Brighton and part of Shipman, they're going to go up into District 6, which is a large part of the northwest portion of the county. And then the other changes are over in, like, the Gillespie, Benalde, Mount Olive area. All of Benalde now is going to be in District 4, which is the Mount Olive district. And then the rest of Cahokia townships, so like Eagerville and Hornsby and the parts of East Gillespie and Gillespie and Cahokia, they're going to be in the District 5, which will be the rest of Gillespie Township.
And that would be our county board districts. Now, I think you could call it a little bit more substantial change came as far as the number of precincts in Macoupin County. And I know there was several reasons for that, but we've gone from 61 to 45 precincts. And maybe you could talk a little bit about why that big of a reduction.
Yeah, absolutely. So it does seem like a big reduction. But really, for most people, they're not going to notice a huge amount of change, which I'm sure we're going to talk about here in a minute. But a variety of reasons why it was probably time to get the precincts changed. You know, number one, our population is going down. Our number of registered voters is going down. So it didn't quite make as much sense to have the same number of precincts as we did before, just in terms of efficiency. Number two, most of these precincts hadn't changed in quite a long time, so there was a big discrepancy between how many voters were in one precinct versus another. And, you know, the example I use is Brighton 3 had 1,503 voters back in the April election, and Carlinville 4 only had 166. And to me, that's an issue of fairness. It's not fair that someone that wants to go vote in Brighton 3 potentially has to deal with 1,500 other people. Also wanting to vote, while in Carlinville 4, they'd only have to deal with 160. So that's an important part of it. And then the third reason I would say is the number of people who are voting before Election Day, so they're not voting at their precinct polling place, has grown significantly. You know, back in 2008, about 1 out of every 10 voters voted before Election Day. In the last presidential election, we had 4 out of 10. And I think that number is only going to continue to grow. It grows just a little bit every election. So, again, if we don't have as many voters to begin with, and then we're not going to have as many show up to their precinct polling place, it was probably time to take a look and try to make things a little bit more efficient.
A side question, Pete. Just wondering, it's more historical in nature than pertinent to the new changes, but for years, I've been covering elections in Macoupin County since, the 90s when John Sirocco was Macoupin County clerk. Why did Macoupin get the 66 precincts in that time? Would you know?
So I think a lot of it had to do with, you know, these were drawn up back in the 60s. So the population was a little bit different then. Obviously, there was no early voting then. Absentee voting required an excuse, so everybody was showing up at their polling place. And also, you know, at the time, we didn't have the electronic machines that count paper ballots, so judges were having to hand count the paper ballots back when there were still 66. So it made sense to have a smaller number of voters per precinct. So I think that's how we started out at 66, and, you know, gradually over the years, it's gone down to 61, and now this year we'll be going down to 45.
As you said a bit earlier, some precincts had 1,500 versus one precinct that had 156. Not that we necessarily have to go through every change of how you sort of equalized each precinct, but I know you did make it where everybody's much more compatible with each other. Maybe an example of, say, that 156, what happened there to bring them up and maybe the other one down?
Yeah, so the Carnival 4 is the example of the 156. And so what we did there actually was pretty simple. We just took Carlinville 6 and Carlinville 4 and put them together. And that brought them up to about 850 voters, which was more in line with the other precincts in Carlinville Township. And I think that was the main goal, was to try to get every township as close together as possible.
Now, this will mean changes for some voters as far as their polling place, but maybe you could go through that. I know you have an extensive notification system you've got going, but maybe you might just give everybody a brief overview of what's going to happen if they are changing where they might be going to vote.
Yeah, absolutely. So first thing, you know, kind of set the table a little bit. We had 42 polling places at the last election, and June 28th will be our next election, the primary election. We're going to have 35 polling places, so that seems like a big change. But in terms of number of registered voters, it's only 1,600 registered voters that are going to vote at a different polling place. So 95% of registered voters still vote same polling place. But a lot of people are going to have, while they're going to the same polling place, they might be going to a different table, their precinct number might have changed. So we're going to make sure everyone gets as much information as possible before they go to vote, so we make it as seamless as possible change. So number one, in January, we are going to mail every registered voter their new voter registration card, and it's going to have their new precinct and new polling place on it, as well as all the other redistricting changes like county board, state legislative, county board districts, all that stuff. At the same time, we'll have our McCoupin Votes website updated at that point, so folks can use the voter lookup tool to look themselves up, and again, it'll have their precinct, polling place, any redistricting changes there. Once we get a little bit closer to the election in June, you know, we always put out the voter's guide in the newspaper, so we'll do that, and it'll list all the precincts and polling places. But we're also going to do a special guide before the June election that is just precinct and polling place changes. So any change, whether it's just you're going to a different table at the same polling place or you're going to have to go to a whole new polling place, will be listed specifically in that guide. Any voter who is going to be voting at a different polling place is also going to get a separate letter right before the primary reminding them that they have a new polling place. And then on election day, every single precinct and polling place is going to have a precinct map, a pretty large one, so that if they do show up and they're not sure which precinct they need to vote at or there's some confusion, they can look at the map and very quickly go, oh, okay, I see I live in Carlinville 2, we'll say. And so they would know which one to go to. So we're going to do everything we can to try to make sure everybody is aware of the changes ahead of time.
Besides sort of making precincts sort of equal with each other and county board districts sort of match with representation, I would have to think that from here on out, you should see some type of savings as far as the county's expenditure. Elections aren't cheap to conduct, and with less precincts, I guess less election judges and personnel, will this help as far as saving the county money?
It will. It will. I did the math, and over the last 2 years, if these precinct changes had taken place before the 2020 primary election, it would have saved us about $50,000 a year. So that's about $100,000 over the two-year period. Going forward, assuming there's no increases to election costs, I would say our savings are probably going to be more in like the $45,000 range a year, but that's still a huge savings, which obviously is a great thing. And it also should help, since we'll need to get less election judges to work, hopefully we'll be able to make sure that at the primary and consolidated, every precinct has three. At the general election, every precinct has five election judges working, which again is a great thing for not only the judges, but a voter going in to vote.
And just to reiterate, you say the first The first information voters will be getting is around the first of the year when everybody's going to probably get a new card?
Yes. Yeah, sometime in January. I'm not sure exactly when. I want to wait until after the holiday mail rush. But sometime in January, we'll mail out new voter registration cards to everybody. We do that every 2 years. This year, it'll just also have all these changes on it.
Macoupin County Clerk Pete Duncan, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thanks for having me.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.